money.
This financial week, the markets were primarily focused on the latest batch of employment data, while also keeping an eye out for other piece of economic news that either raised or lowered expectations for the first interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve in over 9 years. The ADP employment number for July was reported at 185,000, which was less than the consensus forecast of 210,000. Plus, June's employment number was lowered by 8,000 to 229,000 from the 237,000 originally reported. There were over 105,000 reported job cuts of last month, the first time monthly job reductions exceeded 100,000 since September of 2011. This time a year ago, U.S. companies announced plans to cut over 46,000 jobs. The year-to-date total for job cuts is now over 339,000, 34% higher than the same period a year ago. The Army accounted for more than half of the total by announcing a troops reduction of 57,000 expected over the next 2 years. And the technology sector was also a major contributor for computers and electronic companies announcing almost 19,000 layoffs in July. Now, overall, Friday's employment numbers added to expectations that the Federal Reserve will raise rates at its September meeting. And in the housing news, CoreLogic released its June 2015 CoreLogic Home Price Index, HPI, showing nationwide home prices, including distressed sales, increased by 6.5% this past June compared to with June of 2014. On a month-over-month basis, home prices nationwide, including distressed sales, increased by 1.7% in June compared to May. Now, when excluding distressed sales, home prices increased by 6.4% in June of 2015 compared to June of 2014 and increased by 1.4% month over month compared to May. Now, the president of CEO of CoreLogic had this to say about the price appreciation. The current cycle of home price appreciation is closing in on its fourth year with no apparent end in sight. Pin up by a demands of affordability together with the higher consumer confidence are fueling a 6.5% jump in home prices through June, with more increases likely to come. So moreover, the Mortgage Bankers Association released the Mortgage Association data for week ending July 31st, 2015. Overall, the index increased 4.7%. The refinance index increased 6%. From the prior week, while the seasonal adjustment purchase index gained 3% from a week earlier. Overall, the refinance portion of the mortgage activities rose 51.3% over the total applications of 50.6% for the previous week. So lots of activity going on. It'll be interesting to see as we continue to move forward with the feds, what they decide to do with rates and how that's going to affect ultimately mortgage interest rates. So like I've said before, it's a great time to purchase, refinance, take advantage of the low interest rates that we are still seeing after many years, and eventually we'll have to adjust and make a change without a doubt. If you have any questions on the opportunities of refinancing and taking advantage of the market, again, you can always connect with me on the show, 1-855-400-1150, or online at themoneyhour.com.